The best mix in the morning show, 98.3 The Coast. Here's some music news for you. An Ed Sheeran lookalike recently had to be moved to a safe area at one of Ed's concerts. Apparently, fans mobbed this guy who looks a lot like Ed Sheeran. He said it was that first person that asked him for a selfie, and then the floodgates opened. He said, by the time, though, that Ed had taken the stage and was up there for a few minutes, people started realizing, oh, that's the real Ed Sheeran up there. It's not that guy. So, can you even imagine? That would be so weird. Britney Spears' dad, Jamie, is accusing her of running a social media smear campaign against him. He wants her to pose to answer claims that she had to give 8 vials of blood for medical treatment, was forced to participate in therapy, and was denied pain medication. I don't know if you know this, but Britney recently deactivated her Instagram account. She had just put up a post that had some very intimate details regarding the conservatorship, and then all of a sudden the post was down, and then she deactivated her Instagram. So don't know if she'll be back or how long. Austin Butler, who plays Elvis in the new biopic, says that he has been now talking like Elvis permanently. He said, you know, is this my voice? Because it feels like it's real and that it's supposed to happen. He said it just becomes a fiber of your being when you train for something like that. And I bet it does. So I'm really looking forward to that movie, by the way. It opens this Friday. And Ozzy Osbourne wants to renew his wedding vows with Sharon now that he's done having surgery on his back and neck. He's always wanted to do something special for their 40th wedding anniversary, which is coming up on July 4th of this year. That's your music news. Hall & Oates, Mike and the Mechanics, and Cher all coming up on the Best Mix in the Morning Show, 98.3 The Coast.